So hello and welcome to our Practice Accelerator Mastermind for the month of, what month are we in, October 2015. And I'm excited to hear what you're all up to. I saw Lisa sent me a whole bunch of stuff and I'm excited to share there. So what I'd love to do is just go around once and just have everybody share just something that you're excited about or that you're celebrating or something positive. And I know some of you have that, you know, high achiever. I didn't fly to the moon this month, so therefore I don't have anything to celebrate. But I'd love to hear something, you know, smaller that, you know, maybe you walk to the mailbox instead. So give me a little thing, and let's start with Jane. Hi, Jane.
Hi, can you hear me?
I can, yeah.
So I've been traveling a lot, and I'm in California right now.
Cool.
Let's see. Oh, gosh, what can I celebrate? I haven't really been doing much with the program, except for I'm kind of moving in a different direction in business, and spoke to my investor week before last, and I'm going to try to move a couple of projects forward, so including one that will help all of us. Hopefully.
All right. Is that the one you and I discussed?
Yes.
Cool. All right. Cool.
Yes.
Excited.
Yeah.
Great. Well, that's a good celebration. You know, I think one of the things that we all have to really be aware of is that sometimes, you know, as you step in and you do some stuff and you think you're going in the direction you want to, and then you're getting the signals and the message that it's not the right direction. And it's always okay to shift the momentum, but now's a good time to do it before you get too far invested into a huge business and have this thing running and go, I hate this and I want out. You know, it's really good to just constantly shift. And my shift is always changing. It's always changing just a little bit, reinventing, but seeing how I can use what I've already done and bring it forward and dump the stuff that's not serving or pass it on to someone else. So, you know, that I think it's a good thing to really be going into your heart and saying, is this in my highest and best interest and what is going to excite me moving forward? So, good for you. Steph. Unmute.
You see me?
Yeah, Steph.
Can you see me? Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know, actually, for celebrations right now. I'm kind of frazzled today. Yeah, I'm frazzled today. My arms hurt from typing too much.
Oh!
Tendonitis.
I can share you to celebrate if you can't come up with it, because I can come up with tons of stuff.
I want to celebrate the people in the grand group that I've been working with.
Right.
And they kind of seemed like a mismatched bunch of crazy people in the beginning, but I just realized that they're all really, really working so hard on their health.
Yeah.
They're working so hard, and they're all in different places, and they all have different understandings, but each of them is giving like 100% of their commitment to this in their own way, so
that's awesome.
That's been really good learning for me.
And I think also, you know, you realizing and helping someone to realize that she wasn't in the right place and having her move into a practitioner training, I mean, that's really good when you can really tune into people and go, you know what, I don't think this is the right place for you, but this might be a better place for you. Like, could try to get people, you know, little round holes and round pegs into square holes doesn't work. But when you can actually find the right hole for them to go in, and even if sometimes it's not with you, you know, sometimes I say, you know what, you might be better off in that program over there because that's going to better suit your needs. And I think when we can do that,
really
more abundance comes to us. You don't have to worry about sending business away.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that was so awesome. She's not sick, so...
Yeah, it's like, why are you here? Right, what are you doing here? Yeah, that's good. It's good to realize that. It's great. Super. And the other thing I wanted to mention, did you have your interview yet with Donna?
Tuesday.
Tuesday. So next Tuesday, Steph's going to be interviewed by Donna Gates as a bonus for the Gut Summit, Healthy Gut Summit, which is scheduled to reach over 200,000 people.
Oh, wow.
So that's not something to celebrate. I think that's huge.
Wow. Fantastic.
Yeah.
Is Donna Gates doing another Healthy Gut Summit?
Yep.
She's coming up.
Oh, okay. I got interviewed for it a couple of weeks ago, and I was telling Donna about the work that Steph's doing with this customized probiotic and all this really cool stuff, and she got real excited. And I said, okay, I'll introduce you guys. So I introduced them. There we go.
Fantastic. Yay!
Yay, Steph. We're going to see her on Dr. Oz someday.
Yes.
So, Lisa, what do you want to celebrate?
It's kind of fun. My daughter is working at a magazine as a intern, taking a couple of semesters off, and she's been writing sort of fashion-related things, but she wanted to write an article on superfoods. And so I did all the background research for her, and she wrote the article, and then there were some interview questions for me. So my name got in. It's on the online edition, so my name got there, my business got there, and so I was really kind of thrilled. And I had the connection with my daughter, but anyhow, it was fun.
Well, that's where it also, you have to have connection with somebody. You know, everybody that's gotten started doing anything has had a connection with somebody, right? So connections are great, and that's awesome.
Yeah.
That's going to give you some, you know, just some name recognition. Even if it doesn't generate clients per se, it's a, I recognize you. I've seen you before.
It's fun. And it's one of the biggest magazines they have in Switzerland and on their online thing. So we'll just see how it goes. But it was fun.
Great. So why don't we flow from there into yours, since you sent me a whole bunch of stuff, and I want to really help you with this, your ebook. It looks like you have, from what I see, you've got a sales page for a low-carb holiday ebook. And then you had some other stuff in the outline that I wasn't sure. Some of it might be freebies leading into that, so give me the Cliff Notes version of that, and then where you need the most help with getting that going.
Yeah, I didn't know what to do. I wanted to do something for the season because I've missed the whole season this whole year, and now we're sort of October, so I have time, and I did the AdWords search, and I sent you those screenshots, and it's just like really popular, low carb, paleo, then I did vegan paleo and all that, and then I have so many articles about low carb, so I didn't know whether I should have it as a book to sell or just have some opt-in, so it could be low carb cooking for the holidays and just some of the articles in it that I put in the outline, and then some recipes. There's also one on appetizers I could do, something I could do on desserts, and I just didn't know how to do it, if I should just have it for sale or as an opt-in.
I would do both.
That's what I...
I would do both.
Okay.
I would do both. So you start out with a little mini thing for an opt-in.
Yeah.
And that's where you drive traffic to. You can send people from Facebook, you could tell all your friends, you could do it from your blog, you can do it from wherever. You drive traffic to, free blah, blah, blah recipes for the holidays. Low-carb dessert probably is your best bet, a dessert recipe.
Yeah. Okay.
And it could just be a single recipe.
Yeah, I have that.
Right, and then that leads them to the full book.
Okay.
Right? So they come and they opt in for that. They get the recipe. Mm-hmm. You go, thank you for the recipe, and then you ideally, if you can, make a little video that goes on that page that says, you say, watch this video for some holiday, tips. So then you talk about the holidays coming up, all the extra weight people gain. A two-minute video is all you really need, and how exciting it is to have resources. And that's why I created this amazing healthy recipes for the season guide. You make it at a price that's easy for people to say yes to. Just click the link below and get it, and that takes them to that nice long sales page where it tells them all about it, and they buy it.
And so what kind of price am I thinking? $5, $10?
If it's intended to make you lots of money, then don't do it, number one. But if it's intended to be a lead gen, to create some money to see who your buyers are, and then lead them from there into, say, strategy sessions, et cetera, then I would price it like $7 or $9 or something like that. Because it's an easy yes.
Okay, great. No, it was like
that.
Yeah, it's a lead generation, and it's fun because it's the first one I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I'm targeting specific audience, so the low-carb dieters, and so not just well, not just the paleo people, also vegans and people who
right.
are just interested
right.
in low-carb lifestyle. Yeah.
Right. Well, just, you know, and you know, low-carb is a great lead-in, but the people that are going to be attracted are not necessarily that they're already into a low-carb lifestyle, but they know that the carbs, the sugars pack on the calories, that's what's causing all the, you know, the symptoms, the fatigue, the whole, you know, the whole nine yards of what
yeah.
happens post-holiday, the whole post-holiday hangover thing that people suffer from. So you've got a good audience, and you could even, you know, get it really clean and do some paid Facebook traffic, target Facebook ads. Like you go, whose audience would I want to target this to? Like who has low-carb kind of people that would love a holiday book? And then you just present those mm-hmm. ads to those people. It's not that hard to do. You know, I'm not a big expert on Facebook ads. I've done a few of them, and they've done really well for us, driving new people
okay.
in.
Well, it's just...
You set a little budget.
Like
you set a $15 a day budget or something, and you just see how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
You run it,
yeah.
you know, for 5 days or something.
Okay.
See how it goes.
So I would do my opt-in as a dessert one because that always gets people.
You're going to get people.
And or I'm always looking for, yeah.
yeah.
And then I can, and then I also have a bunch of autoresponders I could do based on all the various things I've ever written for my clients. So I just can
mm-hmm.
start putting those into autoresponders. Yeah.
Right, and then you get them in what's called a nurture sequence. So you have a few, the first few emails that you send them would be related specifically to what they opted in for, the whole thing with low carbs. But then they can flow into
mm-hmm.
some just general, you know, you give them lots of information and you make them an offer to come for a strategy session. You give them a bunch more information, you make them an offer for strategy session. As you have more like group programs, you'd make them an offer for those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm. Great. Thanks. Yeah,
yeah,
I'll do that.
Yeah.
But I should get it going by early November, so in the next 2 weeks or so.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, it looks like you're pretty close. You've got the sales page pretty well done. You've got a few tweaks and stuff.
Yeah.
You've got still got the stuff at the bottom that needs to be fixed.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then the
opt-in. No, I'm pretty close. I have it all. Yeah.
Sorry,
go
ahead.
I just have to put it all together, and then I'll make a little video and...
Yep.
And then put that on the opt-in page. I just can choose one.
Yeah, you just be on your iPhone.
Okay.
Hold your, you know, put it on a tripod and sit it there. If you don't already have a tripod for your iPhone, just go to Amazon. I don't know how they are over there, but there's just these little $15 gadget things that you put over around your phone, and then you screw in a little mini tripod, and you sit it on your desk, and you talk into it. It's really easy.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be fancy.
Okay.
Yeah, and that would
yeah.
just get it going. And you can go to lead pages to do the opt-in, just like you did the sales page. It'll be much easier. Stick with the short opt-ins. I was having
yeah.
a conversation with a copywriter today that we were using, and she works with Lisa Sasevich. So she's like in the forefront of, she knows what works and what doesn't. And she said the short opt-in pages are working way better than the old long ones where you just tell them all the stuff. It's like picture of the gift, and then a nice headline, and then five bullet points about the benefits, and then a button. So it's all, like, right there on one page because people are busy and they want to see what it is. But a picture would be great, so a picture of a beautiful dessert.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have
okay.
one of those VA kind of people? I know you did some people through ODesk that could create you a 3D graphic.
I have somebody I could ask. I'm sure he could figure it out how to do that.
Because those are easy to do. And if not,
and
just
if
let
not,
me know and just send me a picture
okay.
and I can send it to our this woman we have in the Philippines. She could probably spend 15, 20 minutes on it and create you a really nice 3D graphic. She's amazingly
okay.
fast and she does beautiful stuff.
Okay.
He loves doing that stuff. So.
Is that what it's called? A 3D graphic?
Yeah, it's a 3D 3D book.
That's what
graphics.
It's called.
Yeah, so if you're giving them a recipe, like, and with the recipe thing, you don't necessarily have to do that. You just have the picture of the dessert. So that's not absolutely necessary for that. But you should have it for the other book. Like you want to make a cover for the book so that when you're selling the book itself, you see the pretty little graphic so it looks like it's actually a book. And you can always put a little PDF over it. If you go to, I mean, pretty much go to my website and look on the shop page, you'll see we have 3D graphics for all of our little books, something like that. You see them all the time on people's sales pages.
Yeah, I just didn't know what they were called, so I knew what to ask the guy at
the 3D book graphic.
Okay.
And for the, like I said, for the recipe,
if you can't
probably
do it,
all you need is a beautiful recipe, you know, picture of the chocolate cake or whatever it is right there. And that's going to say, oh, I want that. They opt in. I mean, easy opt in and easy yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Great, thanks.
Yeah, you're welcome. Just let me know if you're not clear on any of the steps or you have any copy you want me to look at.
Okay.
Certainly look at that. He sent me the page so I can look at that afterwards and make any, you know, comments or suggestions for improvement if you want that.
Okay.
I love the table of contents. It looks great. The importance of sticking to a low-carb lifestyle even at the holidays, low-carb and emotional eating issues triggered by the holidays, low-carb issues triggered when surrounded by food and merrymakers, low-carb issues when eating outside your home, low-carb holiday appetizers, low-carb main meals, low-carb desserts. Great. If anybody else wants to take a look at it, are you okay sharing the link?
Yeah, sure. No problem.
So, yeah, if anybody else wants to, just let us know, and Lisa can send you the link to her page.
Yeah.
Awesome. So it looks like Allison just joined us, and Kim, who is new. So I want Kim to introduce herself to the group. I'm so excited to have you here, Kim. Kim joined us probably about a month ago, but she's been pretty busy and hasn't been on calls yet, so she's just getting started. So, hey, Kim. Hi, welcome.
Oh, thank you. Hi, everyone. I was determined to be on the call today and step in and kind of be a passive listener to grasp everything that's been happening, but had some awesome changes within the last couple of weeks. I was in this crazy toxic job position working 14-plus hours a day, and that came to an end a week and a half ago, which is beautiful. I was asking the universe for more time to embrace this awesome class and really absorb all of this into every cell of my being and incorporate it into my practice and build that, and I got it. So I know, it's been truly awesome, and I so and in gratitude to each one of you this room, and really look forward to growing in ways that I have no idea and learning in the same capacity. I've been in healthcare for the last 27 years. I'll just be quick and brief, and I'm an occupational therapist by trade, but have done integrative health and energy work, and nutrition has always been a big educator in my life in healthcare. And I ran companies on a corporate level and VP of operations and all that crazy hoopla, thinking that's what I was supposed to do. And finally, 3 years ago in October, I just quit and started a nonprofit, Unlimited Possibilities for Children, where I was going to be integrating and still integrating Eastern and Western medicine for kids around the planet. And I sat with that for a while and truly realized it's about profit and making money and having a banging business, bringing in the bucks to really foster the nonprofit, not the other way around. So I launched Be Well Solutions, which is integrating the mind-body connection, and I'm a raw foods educator as well and want to really incorporate the food. So when I was at the Raw Foods Institute, I met Nurse Sherry, who's a dear, dear soul, who's going through your classes, Dr. Rita Marie, and she was like, Kim, you got to check this woman out. And when I heard the name and when she told me the information, I had chills from my head to my toes, and I'm like, this is it. This is what I'm supposed to do. And we talked, and it's been awesome ever since and just an unraveling, and I am sitting at my office today and just embracing it all and truly coordinating and putting my files in order and stepping in to do all of that sort of thing and just taking that step. And I just can't wait. Can't wait to meet you guys and really look forward to working with everyone.
Fantastic. Are you coming to Shine?
Yes. I put it out there. I need to coordinate all of that, but I put it out there to the universe. That's where I need to be. I know that's what I'm supposed to do, so open the floodgates to allow that to happen. So, yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm so excited to have you here. And you and I, after Shine, we'll have our two-hour business powwow and really kind of get a good strategy started and do our VIP day. And then, phew, I know you'll be off and running.
Awesome. So look forward to it.
Yay. Thank you. Welcome. Welcome. And
thank
I'll introduce you. You just heard Lisa. Lisa and I were talking about, I don't know how much, when you came in, but she and I were talking about her new ebook that she's putting together. So, and Lisa, just so you know, if you need help with putting that together, one of everybody's bonuses or benefits or being in the program is we'll do one of the ebooks for you. So we can actually give it to Jazzy, who's our VA in the Philippines, who's awesome at formatting books, and she could do that for you and, you know, help you create stuff for it. So just let me know that, and we'll make that happen for you.
Oh, great. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. So let's move to Steph. Steph, hello. What can we support you with today? Hello.
Hi. I actually have some sales pages, too, that I wouldn't mind having some input on. And I'd love to have Lisa's sales page address as well.
Okay, so Lisa, be sure to send everybody your sales page address so they can take a look at it. And it's in the infancy stages right now. She's still in, you know, process with it. But that's the best time for us to all look at it, too.
Yeah, for sure.
Sure. So do you want to give us a link so we can take a look at it?
Yeah, I will.
Sure.
So Steph.
Oh, okay, so me. Okay.
Do you want to look at it now?
So,
is that something you want to look at now or after the call or whatever, however you want, or you want to talk
about
it?
Yeah, so there are a couple, and if we could look at it now, that would just be awesome.
Okay. So what are the addresses?
Yeah, so StephJackson.com/ core wellness info.
Core wellness info. Okay. And if you guys want to go on join.me, we can always be on that during the call so we can pass links back and forth because that has the chat. So just do join.me. I have it already open, and I'll unlock the meeting so you guys can come in, and we can just post these things. I can't post anything in the chat there until there's somebody else to chat with. It doesn't let me do that. So core wellness. Wait again.
Info.
Wellness info.
Info. Yeah.
INFO. Okay, good. All right. Core wellness info, StephJackson.com. Okay. Give us a little bit about what this is for, who this is intended for, who's the intended audience.
Right. So this is intended for people who have gone through the Core Reset program and who have successfully kind of killed the bad bacteria, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're looking to rebalance and rebuild, you know, and get off the stinking FODMAPs diet or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right. So this is, are you ready to rebuild your body, resolve leaky gut, and enjoy more abundance in your diet and life? Are you tired of constantly adjusting? Let me see if anybody went on to join me, and I'll put the link in there. Yeah.
I went on to join me.
Okay, I'm putting it in there. Yeah, so if you just go join.me and then it asks you for the code, Kim and others have been there before, just asks you for the code and you can type in DR Rita Marie. And it's just like a screen share place, so actually I can just share the screen if anybody goes there and we can actually look at anybody's copy or whatever together. So I'll just share it. Anybody comes on, they'll see me looking at Steph's.
Oh, there we go. I can see it now. Yeah.
See it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And these are people who have already been through The pictures are pretty. I like the Cornell Wellness Home Learning Commitment, healing your body with real food and the right bacteria for you, not a suitcase of supplements. I think that's a hot line because I hear that all the time from people. Do I have to always take all these supplements? I don't want to take so many supplements. So I think that's a hot line. You're going to love the feeling of your body supporting you rather than fighting you. Able to give it what it needs to heal. I like what it says. It might be able to be stated a little bit. It's hard to read. You are
right.
Because of all the ing words. You are going to love the feeling of your body supporting you rather than fighting you.
Oh yeah.
When you are able to give it what
right.
Give
so
your body what
like...
it needs to heal, and enjoy the feeling of a body. Of your body support.
Right, move from struggle to support or something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I like leading with the give what they're going to do. Give your body what it needs to heal so that. So think about statements as being something so that. So the thing that they're going to is give it what it needs to heal, and then the so that is the so you feel your supportive. Your body's supporting you rather than fighting you.
Right.
So turn it around a little bit.
Hmm. Yeah.
Notice that. Started to get the minerals. How would people notice that? That it's harder to get the minerals your body needs. What's their experience?
This is what they're complaining about. This is what they're complaining about on our calls.
They actually say that? That's their words? It's hard to get the minerals I need?
Oh, no, that's not really what they're saying, I guess. They're saying that they're eating all this really, really good food, but they don't feel like they're absorbing it. Like they're really tuned into that.
Yeah, so the important thing is to say what they're saying rather than your interpretation of what they're saying means. So you're saying, oh, it's because they're not getting enough minerals.
Right.
But what they're saying is, I'm eating all this great food, but it doesn't seem to be doing the job.
Right. Yeah, that's, exactly. Okay.
Yeah?
Good. Yes, I can change that.
And something like, you know that good bacteria can heal. You've heard that good bacteria can heal your gut, but you're confused about how. Put in some emotive words there. Like, don't know is kind of, you know, but confused.
Right.
It evokes a feeling. Yeah, I'm confused. That's right. I'm confused.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Now, what about there's hype about probiotics and most of it's just hype. Are they saying that or what are they hearing? What are they saying?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think about what they've really said about that.
And maybe it's more they're hearing hype. They're hearing a lot. You're hearing lots of talk about probiotics, but it's hard to differentiate hype from reality or something like that.
Right. Right.
Right. Because you're using hype twice. And I would use, I would just throw the hype in there once and say, hey, you've heard all this stuff about probiotics, but what's hype, what's real?
Right. Okay,
more and more foods make you feel bad. Something like, that's a good statement because they do say that. Like, the more I try to figure out what works, the more foods I find that actually don't work. You know, something like that make me feel bad. The next one I like, you've been on a special diet for gut bugs or candida, but you don't know how to get off of it. Or, you know, what I hear all the time is, do I have to eat like this forever?
Yeah, I know.
So that kind of thing. Do I have to eat like this forever? Is, you know, and I'll say, sure, if you go back to sugar, you'll get your gut bugs back. Simple as that. But do you have to be on, if you're on a FODMAP diet or one of those really restrictive things forever? No. Should you have to be on a low oxalate diet forever? No. Shouldn't, you know,
right.
Once you heal your leaky gut. So all of this is leading to heal your leaky gut, right?
Exactly.
All of this stuff is when you heal your leaky gut, this stuff is going to feel better.
Right.
Right. So help them to start to see that. I would tease them after this. Tease them that there's a solution, but don't tell them what it is. If you're feeling discouraged
right.
by any of the above, I have good news for you. And just dot, dot, dot.
Yeah.
And then go into your dear health revolutionary blah, 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 blah. And then you can go. But and it's long, so I'm a little concerned about how long that is in that small font.
Yeah,
right. I would agree.
So I would probably try to make it a short thing and then go back to bullet points and bigger fonts and underline.
Okay.
The other thing is bold. Use more bolding. And bolding, underlining, and italics just interspersed properly. So that you can underline the words. Like, think about a sentence. What words do you want to pop so that they read that sentence? Because when you just see a whole bunch of words, you go, ugh, where do I start?
Right. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah, maybe I should change the font,
just
too.
Guide them through reading it. This font is hard to read, and it would be fine if it was just a short one or two paragraph, like, oh, this is a personal message to me. But it goes on too long.
Yeah.
You could do it like up to here, up to where it says there's something missing, you, something like that, and then you can go into maybe something different. And I want it, and I have some great, you know, whatever. But it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, I'll see what I can do. I think the font is to go,
Yeah, I think the font. It would be nice to have a small section with it, like I said, because it's an interrupt. It's a pattern interrupt, and people will read it if it's a short paragraph. So if you can think about what you want to say to them that's like almost like you, Steph, personally talking to them,
right.
And then go back into the other, and then you'll get them to read it. So what is the key two paragraphs that you absolutely want them to read before they go on? Put that in that font. But once you get beyond it, people are going, ooh, la, da, 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 da. Because it's a wide page and a small font, and it makes for very long lines.
Yeah, it makes it look really long, and there's no photo or anything in there.
There's nothing to break it up. And you could put a picture. I would put your picture there.
Oh,
and it would say something like, you know, personal note from Steph. Hey, I'm Steph Jackson, and I wanted to share with you. You know, you're a pioneer front of hearing. We're on the same page or something like that. Like you're connected to them.
Right.
Connect them to you personally,
right.
And you can put your picture there.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I can do that.
Yeah, make it like a personal note, and then you go back into the... And introducing the core learning, that's a big... I would make that a bigger font. Whenever you're, you know, you want it to stand up and make it a different color. So your headline should be, you know, bright. Like you have a lot of bright at the top, and then all of a sudden it's like not. Oh, and then there, module one, you go into that. But I would do the introducing the core wellness home learning program, make it in a bright font.
Color.
They say red or orange. So you can pick that red or orange that you have below and just make it a few points bigger. So that it probably will go to, we do introducing dot, 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 and then the next line, core wellness home learning program.
Okay.
Here's how it works. Before you go into here's how it works, here's we do this all the time. I do it all the time. You go into how it works. You got three
mm-hmm.
modules, and each module teaches you this, this, and the other thing. Just like five bullets of what they can expect at the end. At the end of this program, you will feel confident about this, knowing exactly what to eat to whatever. Feel comfort in your belly regardless of what you're eating. You know, just what are their benefits? What do they want? And they don't care if you've got five modules or 17, and they don't care if, you know, you're making them stand on their head and chant if it's going to work. So
yes.
Here's the results. So get them so into the results that they don't really care what's below.
Right.
My prime example of that was I did a webinar once, and I got on with those people, and I had no idea what I was going to sell them until an hour before. And I said, I'm going to throw together a program to teach them how to read their own labs, and I'm going to have a private coaching section of it, and I'm going to actually do it with them. And I got on and I taught this class, but all I had was an order form with no description. And so when I said, make
right.
the offer, it was like, and so by taking this program, you're going to be able to read your own labs. You're going to be able to understand what supplements are good and what supplements you should throw out, what foods you should eat. And I gave them this whole bunch of benefits. I couldn't tell them how many modules there were because I didn't know. I hadn't even designed the course
right.
yet. So it was so
yeah.
perfect because all I could focus on was the benefit. And we had like
yeah.
a third of that call signed up for this program. 35 people on that call signed up for that program on the spot, five of them for the $1,000 version with private coaching. And I literally got emails later that said, you know what, I have no idea what I just signed up for, but I'm sure it's going to be good. And it was like, I don't know what you signed up for either. And then I developed what it was, you know, how many modules, what they were going to be. And then I sent it out after the fact. But I was so into what I wanted them to experience at the end. And that's what you want to do. Like, well, how do you want them to feel at the end?
Right.
Make it a success for them. That's what you lead with.
Right.
Introducing. This is a, you can say it's a 6-week program or a 6-month program or whatever. That's going to, by the end of this program, this is what you're going to achieve.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can go into the la-di-das of the modules.
Yeah. Okay.
And by then it doesn't
Perfect.
Care and they're just going to be skimming it. If you just go into the modules, they're sitting there going, but why would I do this? They're not convinced
yeah.
yet. Okay? Does that make sense?
Yeah, got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
And okay. then you have, you know, picture with each module
on.
Is good. If you can handle the formatting with it, you can, if you put the modules in sub-boxes that are more towards the middle, and each
mm-hmm.
module's in a box.
Okay.
Take a look at how we did it for Grand. Like each module's in a separate little box.
Okay. Yep. I think we can.
You know, and it's a formatting thing, but it, you know, whoever did your page should be able to figure that out if you just want sub-boxes in there.
Right.
Six. Just kidding. That caught my attention.
I should probably take
no
it out. Because
you already have everything you need. Not about superfluous content. I love that. I love it.
Okay, I'll leave it.
Great. Yeah. Yeah, so you need to, because it's a high-end program, so you need to build the value up higher. Like, by the end, you're going to feel this. Ooh, and you got a testimonial from Jane. How nice.
But these are old. Like, these are the same ones that were on the Core Reset page, so I should change these.
Yeah, have you collected any from these guys? I'm sure you can collect them from these super happy people that have been
Yeah,
these
I
programs.
Did, and they're good. Yeah, it's just their testimonials for the program we just did. So now I don't know what to do. Actually, this is a good question for this call.
Write a testimonial that you want me to say, and I'll tweak it, and you can put mine up. Write it for me. I think you're awesome. My clients, I referred a lot of clients to you, you know, that kind of thing, that you have some really unique strategies and information, that if you have the opportunity to ever study with Steph, go for it.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah. And I'll tweak
okay.
it.
Yeah,
so just give me an outline. I like story starters.
Okay.
And I'll tweak
Perfect.
It up for you.
Thank you. Okay.
Yeah. And anybody, just ask. Just ask people if they're willing to do it for you. Look, get Diane Letchworth. She's a great writer.
Yeah. It's just she's got hers is up on the core reset page. Like,
doesn't matter. I have some things that are on a lot of pages. I just use them over and over again if they're good.
Okay.
People are not going to remember who's been on where.
No.
Right. Okay.
No, absolutely. I just lost my page. I flipped over to. Okay, I clicked over and I lost it. Yeah. Yeah, totally. Anybody else have any comments for Steph on this?
Hi, Steph. This is Annie. Hi, everybody. I think this is a really great sales page. I agree completely with each comment that Rita Marie has said. I agree that the font for the paragraph, although I love that font, I've learned that it's difficult for people to read fast and they're always in a hurry. So I'd agree with everything Rita Marie said. A bit further down where you've got some bonuses that overlie the raspberries. You can't read the bonuses because they're in very fine black writing.
Yeah, I just realized that. Yeah.
So you need to alter that somehow. Maybe have it as bold white or something like that, and then it would show up.
Yeah.
But great that you've got the testimonials, even though they're the ones for your other program. Better to have them than none, and so
right.
Well done. I think it's a fantastic achievement, actually, Stephanie. Well done.
Yeah, I think it's awesome. You know, and if you're, I know you use it a lot on your website, but I think if you were to have a really bold, strong font appear at the top, are you ready to rebuild? I wouldn't use this this script font.
Yeah, I hate this font actually. I hate it on my whole website. Like once a week, I send a message to the people who do my website and tell them how much I hate this font. I hate it everywhere on my site.
If they know anything, it's just like a CSS change. They just have to go in and change it in the CSS code, and it's done.
Right. Well, it's outsourcing services. They can't, like, I send them screenshots of fonts that I do like, and they say they can't use them, so I don't know why.
They can't use them?
Yeah. I'll just keep trying. I'll try
something.
Try
again,
else.
And I'll
this
send
is too
another nasty message to Mohit. I mean, I did that once, or Amit, whatever his name is, and said,
yeah, it
you know,
worked.
If you want me to send people to you, you have to, you know, come on. It's crazy. So did they do this page for you?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did. Yeah.
So you tell them the exact font you want. So what you do is
okay.
You find a font that you like. Go to one of my pages if you like one of those fonts. They're really simple fonts. And then you just find the
right.
name of the font, and you give it to them and say, I want immediately the headlines on this page. How did they do it? Let me see. Page source. Is this on your blog? Is this on a WordPress page? Or is it a separate?
WordPress, yeah.
WordPress, go change
it's
it yourself.
It's on my site.
Make
so
a backup
maybe I could change
copy
the fonts
of the page.
On the whole site.
Make a backup copy of the page and go in and play with it. And if you can get the font the way you want it, you just say, hey, this is what I want. I already did it. It's not impossible.
Mm-hmm.
And don't spend the time to do it in all the places. Just pick a spot,
right.
Go into the page, find a different font, and then send it to them and say, model this.
Yeah,
I'm
I can do that.
At it. Yeah, they have a style sheet. They just need to change the style sheet. It's a CSS page. And they have a, you know, headline one, headline two, headline three. They just change it. If I want fonts changed on my site, I just go, hey, Jimmy, I don't like this color of that thing. Can you go change that? And he goes, blunk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, let them know that. I don't know. Maybe they did
right.
it in scripts, so it might not be as easy as I'm saying it is, but I would easily say, because it's in this CSS, let's see. Here you go.
Sure,
here,
it's
font.
Doable.
This is your font, right? See all that? Lobster. Mm. I've never heard
oh.
of these fonts. So this is all they have to do is change these fonts. You can even find,
right.
see it? I mean.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't know enough about it to know where all these things are, but it looks like, yeah. I mean, they just have to change their CSS file.
Okay. I'll just find a font I really like and be really specific.
Yeah, and be really specific. Say, I want this change to this one because you need something stronger and more powerful, and these things don't cut it.
Yeah.
They don't cut it. It kind of makes it look a little amateurish versus, like, you know, really hot. Okay?
Okay, awesome. Yeah, totally. Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, I'm not sure these doohickeys in between are that helpful either.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the doohickeys either.
Take the doohickeys out. Yeah, take the doohickeys out.
Yeah.
Occasionally, you can stick those in for spacing, but you don't do that at the top of a page.
Yeah.
And here you're talking about the home learning, the core wellness home learning, but you haven't introduced it yet.
Right. Right. That's a good point.
Okay. So you don't say that. You could say true healing, you know, or core wellness even, you can call it without calling it the program. Core wellness is about healing your body, but not the program. Because that's what it is. You're going for core wellness. Core wellness is about healing your body with real food and the right bacteria for you, not a suitcase of supplements. People go, oh, yeah. But right away you're going, oh, what's this home learning program? So I just
that's such
that
a good
out.
Point. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
You're going to love the feeling of the body supporting. Yeah, and we talked about fixing that one to make it a little bit stronger. I might even not do two columns here. I'd make this more close to the center. Have you ever noticed that, or whatever you end up being that? I don't know that I would do two columns there. It makes it harder to read. Anybody else have an opinion about that? That's just a personal preference.
I don't mind the two columns, but
don't mind the two columns.
But yeah, I do prefer one column than bigger font.
One column, bigger font. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And center it more, so not so close to the edge. You can bring it in.
Yeah.
Generally, I like when you have a headline above a bulleted list, then you indent. So maybe it would start like four characters in where the H starts, that you would have your bullet, or maybe where the is starts, you'd have your bullet, so that it's indented from the headline.
Did they use a template? Because when I use a template, I can't really move things around, but then I can choose a template that, you know, looks the way I want it to look.
Mm-hmm. Well,
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
But I'm sure they can change it.
I'm sure they can change it. I just send, you know, I bark orders when the people make my things, and I say, I don't like this, move this over, list it this way, and they can usually do it.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been spoiled by having Stacy do most of my sales pages all these years, and she's like super artistic and conscientious. Okay.
Right.
Does this help?
I can do this. Yeah,
do
totally.
It.
Thank you so
you
much, you guys.
You're
yeah.
so welcome. Yeah. Cool. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
So, who wants to go next, Allison or Jane?
Hello there. Should I go next? It's Allie.
Hi. And you're going by Allie now? I love it.
Or Allison.
Is that what you've been called in your life? Is that what your people in your private sector call you? Or
From medical school.
Medical school. Cool. Awesome. Awesome.
You
know,
since
Kim doesn't know everybody, that, you know, just a quick...
quick intro.
A 30-second quick intro so she gets to know us would be great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great idea. Hello, Kim. Welcome, and it's wonderful to have you in our group.
Thank you.
I'm from the UK, as you can probably hear from my accent, and I'm a medical doctor in the NHS, the National Health Service, which is the public health system, so I have a general practice there. But I broke my back when I was 17, just before I started medical school, and that experience opened my eyes and my mind to complementary therapies and how medicine doesn't have all the answers. And 10 years ago when I was working full-time as a doctor and had two young kids, I burnt out. So I then experienced burnout from the inside as well. I've always been fascinated with hormones and gynecology and when they cross over. When I burnt out, I trained as a spiritual healer, intending to go purely into animal healing because, as far as I was concerned, I was fed up with human sort of negative energy and dripping depression all over me. So I trained as a human healer because you had to do that before you trained as an animal healer. Trained as an animal healer and equine healer. I've also done training in acupuncture and various other modalities, some crystal healing, some shamanic healing. And I've been told by my spiritual guide, who I see twice a year when I come to Devon on holiday, which is where I'm speaking from now, and I saw her this afternoon just before this call, is that I've actually got deep psychic powers, really. So my actual path is going to be using all of this. I jumped at the opportunity to connect with Rita Marie when I met her a year ago in November in America, and realized what she did, which is exactly what I wanted to do, combining all the internet work with the hormone work. But I'm actually going to be bringing it together to help people with cancer, and also doing some trance work and psychic surgery as part of that. So it's complicated as it is for everybody. I'm down to 2 days a week of general practice and 1 day a week of NHS management, which I'll be giving up in April. And I am trying to leverage without panicking and being overwhelmed, because I get referred lots of people who are interested in bioidentical hormone therapy, because in the UK, people are just beginning to hear about it. In America, everybody knows about it. But in the UK, there are very few people who prescribe it. I'm trained in that as well. So on to what I'm doing at the moment, as well as all of that and sound therapy and things. I'm just I've been learning public speaking, getting over my fears of public speaking for the last 3 years, and I'm giving a talk called Hormone Therapy, Myths, Methods and Magic. This will take the form of a face-to-face talk on the 6th of November, a webinar on the 18th of November, and I think on the 14th of November I'm giving another, it again as a face-to-face talk. And then that will upsell to my five-part at the moment teleseries with either group coaching or one-to-one coaching, depending on what level people wish to join me at, which is called Embracing Menopause. So today I was going to go through my skeleton for my free webinar stroke talk, which I have put together the skeleton for, but I haven't done the marketing for yet. So my contacts who are wanting to market it for me are waiting for me, like everybody does, because I'm doing too much, as you might gather from all of that.
But it sounds like you've made some headway since last we spoke, because you have dates now, so that's awesome.
Yeah. So we also got through CQC last week. There were a couple of faux pas, but we had our inspection for our practice last week, which we've been dreading for 6 months because of a bad complaint we had. So at least we're past it, even though we don't know whether we have passed it. But that took up 100% attention for a couple of weeks. So hormone therapy, myths, methods and magic. I was going to give a little bit of the history from the information that's now available. I think it's the Women's Health Study, and I have to really get to grips with the names of the studies and everything. But the study that gave HRT a bad name and stopped any doctors prescribing any hormone therapy.
Women's Health Initiative.
Yep, that's it.
2002.
Yeah, that's right, the WHI study. Yeah. So that was actually using Premarin, which is the most messy progestogen there is, estrogen there is, and it was also in women over 65, so people at highest risk of cancer and heart disease.
Right, plus it used Provera, which is synthetic progesterone, so you didn't get the protective effects of progesterone either. That's a big
yeah. It was, and it's still being prescribed.
Yep.
I've got one patient who's
refusing to come off onto something that would be better for her, but there you go. So I'm going to start with the history, putting it in the context of why it is that so many people are afraid of hormone therapy. Then a little bit about what happens at menopause with a graph of what happens to their hormones at that point. Then a bit more depth about the study, the facts, interpretation, and effects. And then some of the myths around hormone therapy, such as all hormones are bad, a quick fix is all I need to pull myself together, bioidentical hormone therapy is the answer, menopause is terrible, that's a myth as well, medication will sort me out, all I need is antidepressants, or I must suffer in silence, or I am powerless, all of those sorts of myths.
Right.
And then I'll go on to methods, which will be seeding for my program, looking at actually you have to go a bit deeper than just looking for a quick fix in medication or hormone therapy. First of all, pausing and connecting and reflecting, maybe a little bit about labs at that point and how they can help us to get a bigger picture. Cleanse, so detox and looking at all of the toxins that you're exposing your body to all the time, which are adding to your then estrogen load, which is blocking your estrogen receptors and influencing everything, giving you either estrogen dominance or stopping estrogen from working. Nourish, which will be all about the nutrition side of things. Energize, which will be all about the choosing exercise. Well, so this will be like a sample of what will be in the big program. And then sustain, how are you going to make this sustainable for the future? So that will be over about 6 weeks in January, February time with group coaching calls. Actually, it'll be over 12 weeks because there'll be 5 of these training calls and there'll be group or one-to-one coaching in the weeks intervening.
I love the way you just laid it out. I know we've talked about it before, but you laid it out much more clearly than I've ever heard you lay it out before. And as you were saying it, I realized that as you're presenting your webinar, the teaching points about those 6 points, what you have to go through, that's your offer. But you can do your offer as the teaching points.
Yeah.
So as you're teaching it, you're seeding your program. And so then by the end of it, people are wanting, you know, you give them a taste of it, right? And when I work with people in my programs, I go through the depth of it, and here's what we do in this area, and here's what we do in this area, and here's what we do in this area. And by the end, you've created a hunger for people wanting to go further. And let me share with you how I can help you to go through these 6 steps. And this is what I have to offer.
Yeah.
So what you need is you need copy for your opt-in page for the webinar.
Yeah.
And like I was saying to Steph earlier, or maybe it was to Lisa earlier, is that, you know, it comes full circle in the way that these are done, but it seems like the ones that are most effective these days are the ones that are short, sweet, to the point. So you have, you know, some sort of a picture that's appealing, like an end result that people may want, and then you have a list of the results, the bullet points, of the results of what they're going to get by being there. So it's myths, methods, and magic, right?
Yeah.
So you hit on at least each one of those, and you could just have 3 bullet points, one to hit on myths, one to hit on the magic methods, and one on the magic. It could be very simple. It's just a matter of the headline, which would be benefit rich. So as a result of being in this webinar, what do they get? What are top 3 takeaways for people to have?
The top takeaways would be an understanding of the myths that abound about menopause.
Why do they want to understand it? What benefits do they have?
Sorry?
What's the benefit of understanding the myths around menopause? What's the so you can? Understand the myths about menopause so you can
avoid being pulled into inappropriate treatment with inappropriate expectations.
Right, okay.
So to accept that menopause may not be so bad after all, so that you can, it's really understanding, which is less of a, so you don't feel powerless anymore.
So instead of don't feel powerless, what will they feel?
Powerful.
Powerful for what?
Feel empowered.
Empowered to make choices that give you energy, make a peaceful transition, go through menopause without even realizing you're going through it. I love making menopause a powerful transition into a freer, more self-actualized you or something along those lines. That word might be not a good way, but that's kind of what I think about it. It's like menopause is the gateway, the door into, like, you know, you're no longer taking care of others. Your body's no longer this thing that gets to grow little ones and then take care of them. It's like you get to move into, like, the who you really are. So something along those lines, if you can phrase it that way. Great.
So the next bullet point would be the methods. But understand the methods to getting to self-management of your menopause symptoms. Understand the steps you need to take.
There you go.
To minimize uncomfortable menopause symptoms and, again, sort of go through a much smoother transition.
Yes, yeah. So play with those words and benefits. They're going to cross over a little bit and just try to see if you can make each one distinct. But I think the main points, right, are comfortable, smooth, because people don't think about it that way. Not being at the mercy of medicine and, like, really being the one in charge, because you're going after powerful women. You're going after professional women as your main target at this point, right? So professional women want to be in charge of their own destiny rather than at the mercy of what medicine is telling them. So kind of like being the master of your own body almost.
Yeah.
Right. So play with some of those words, and you got it. And I think if you just focus on three, if there's a fourth that is just calling to you that you can't, that you can do that. Usually you'll do three and then a wrap-up one. So I think a wrap-up bullet point is really great, which leads to the fact that you're going to make an offer, which would be you'll walk away with, like, an ability to create a plan for your own full transition to menopause or something like that. And then that plan, right, that's what you're going to give them, which is, hey, here's how you do it. Here's the steps you need to take. And by the way, you know, I can take you through this.
Yeah.
So maybe three main bullet points and then the fourth one, which is going to be a real one that you can use during the presentation to lead into your offer. Does anybody have any thoughts or comments for Allison, or any, like, specific languaging that stands out for you for this particular demographic? Any other questions that are sticking out for you, Allison?
No, not really, because although I've put the skeletons together for the teleseminars themselves, the webinars in January, I don't need to do them yet. The main thing is to get to focus on this alone until it's sorted.
Yeah, and you kind of reverse engineer it.
Okay? Yeah.
So you go, okay, what's the accomplishment? What do I want them to do? What's the action I want them to take? And then you reverse engineer it from there. And I think what you laid out was really, really ideal. It was really great. I think you might want to mention in those bullets the 5-step process, a simple 5-step
yeah.
process that's, you know, that gets to the heart of it, you know, that, like, that's not just the slap a drug or slap a hormone on it. But I think you might want to mention that it's 5 steps, right, the nourish, clean.
Yes.
Yeah. Proven 5-step strategy or 5-step system. My proven 5-step system for, you know, something related to that, you know, embracing menopause.
Yes, because in the end, I thought pause and connect are really part of the same thing. When it came to the actual webinar, they're so closely linked that in the actual series, that they needed to be grouped together.
Mm-hmm.
The pausing and then connecting to your true nature.
And the words like my proven, you know, 5-step system,
yeah.
and make sure you have a little, on that opt-in page, you have a little bio that points out that you're, all of your trainings. People know who they're signing up for. They're not just signing up for a webinar with anybody. You've got the credentials, and you've seen both sides of it.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
Excellent. You're welcome. And we have a call tomorrow. So if you have, you know, have a skeleton of those things written out, and we can just, you know, wordsmith those words and try to make them, like, really hot and get your opt-in ready to go.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, because use the way that, I'm confused, though. You said January, but I thought you said the webinar you're scheduling for November 18th.
Yeah.
The program that won't start till January. Yeah.
The program
is the last thing you do.
Like
right,
that as well.
Yeah, but we need to have the whole outline, the skeleton of the webinar, and the offers, the critical piece. Cool.
Okay, thank you.
It's going to be awesome. All right. Mm. If there's no other comments, we can go on to Jane. And Jane, you're on.
All right, so I'm actually... like I said earlier, kind of changing my focus. I am not finding the one-on-one working with clients very rewarding. Looking, as I'm in this program, there have been a lot of things and ideas and things that have come into my head to make the delivery system easier for practitioners and for folks in the program. So I've been kind of keeping an eagle eye out on things that, you know, yeah, it was helpful for me to do and will be to see individual clients for a little while and maybe do some group programs. But there's a couple of things that, and I talked to Dr. Rainer about, one had to do with the tracking mechanism and trying to build a program to kind of help all of us track our patients and clients. So that's going to be... coming down the pipe with what's going to happen with that is the next step is that there's going to be a demo that's written, and it's going to be a very rough draft demo that's going to be pulled together. And I'm going to get that. I don't get home till Saturday, so that probably won't go out to the programmers till Monday. So they're going to do a very rough demo of something, and then I'm going to need about 20 practitioners to look through it, and I need your ideas on what you need in tracking your patients and your clients. So I hope I can get you guys' help with that. So, and that won't take very long, I don't think, to get a demo. 3 weeks at the most is even that.
Okay.
They'll be pretty fast on it. And it'll be a very rough, very, very rough draft. So it's like, you know, it won't be like a finished product. It'll be more functionality pieces. And then I have another, I actually have two things going on, and it's really going to be to see these two projects, we'll see which one is going to actually, you know, go first and I have to do some marketing and get some market data for my investor on both of them to see you know, what markets, if the market can actually hold it, if it makes sense to grow a big product with the application. The other one is actually a product. And one of the things that I would love to see, and it drives me nuts in my kitchen, is the organization. And I'm kind of a big organization freak. And so I don't like my spice rack, and I don't like any spice racks that are out there. And I don't, as we're adding in more herbals for me, because I'm not used to using herbals, as I'm adding new herbals, I'm thinking to myself, how can I redesign the kitchen? How can I redesign the spice rack? How can I make the containers more functional, healthier, using glass? And I can't find a glass container that I love that where I don't have two steps in grabbing. So I want something where I have literally one step, where I have. It's easy to measure. It's easy to pull, and it's all encompassed in the kitchen with the rest of my spices. So I'm in development with that right now and talking to engineers on redoing the kitchen and the spice rack.
I love it.
So it's a very ambitious product.
It is. Because I went looking. I went to every couple of years ago. I was like, this is such a mess. I can't find anything in it. There's no big, and the best thing I could do was one of those twirly things that had 40 in it. Still not enough, and it still. So I love your concept. I can't wait. I'll be your first customer.
Yeah, so one of the things that I was thinking, because I obviously, you know, my love and joy is the health part of it. So in adding kind of herbals to the kitchen, I also want to have with it, you know, well, here's a bunch of herbs. Here's an herb kit for adrenals. Here's an herb kit for parasites. Here's an herb kit for this. And this is how you use it. And let me tell you, you know, teach you how to, you know, use this and muscle test it and make it very easy and super friendly. I mean, if any of you, I'm sure you guys are familiar with Blessed Herbs, you know, how they have the big old kit. You know, and that's, I want it easy and user-friendly. And what I'm noticing, what I hear over and over again with the practitioners and the clients is, you know, one, we're lucky if we have 10 to 15% of our clients that are actually doing the work, right?
Yeah.
And a lot of them, they want easier, they want friendly, they want quick access. And if we have, you know, little prepared kits, because if I go out and I tell my client, oh, okay, I want you to go out and I want you to go find cordyceps, and I want you to go find reishi powder, and I want you to go find, you know, broccoli sprout powder, and that's going to overwhelm them. But if I say, well, here's a kit, and I'm going to fill your jars with this and that and that and that, and I'm going to send it to you in one order. I mean, don't you think people would be a little bit more apt to actually use it?
Absolutely.
So, and the other thing, too, is that I can also, you know, if there's practitioners that have a very specific program, we can make it very specific for their program. The people that are in their program, it can be the herbs and things that they need.
Oh, so like
it could be customized.
For my program,
yeah.
You create it. We can give you packaging stuff that you can pop in there and send it off to the client. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, one of the things, I'm tired, you know, when you get those herbs and things, they come in bags. And so then you're rummaging through the cabinet and you're pulling out all these bags and, you know, and I'm playing with some literally dollar store glass containers right now in my kitchen. And
so
just playing and, you know, will people.
The ones that give out, you know, those mason jars we give out at the conferences, the 24-ounce ones?
Yeah.
They're just a nice size. Yep. They're nice and straight up. And I dump all my bags into those. I cut the label off the bags, and I tape it on. That's a lot of work. But it helps.
It's a lot. It is.
It's a lot of work.
But it's also an extra step, because if you have to go and you have to grab at your jar, you've got to unscrew the cap, you've got to find a measuring spoon, and then you've got to measure it, and then you've got to put it all back together. If you're doing, like, say, the thyroid, you know, and you've got five different herbals that you're putting in that drink, it's going to get a little cumbersome after a while. So there's going to be also, we're looking at an automatic system. So, which will probably be a little bit more pricier, but it will actually measure it for you. You can press a button and boom, it'll dispense. So, we're looking at low tech and high tech for these things and just kind of, you know, redeveloping the site. And even to the point where the backsplash, when you open the backsplash behind your stove, is that it's not just herbs, it's actually a temperature control space that holds your herbs. It's all hidden. You just open it up and you use it as you need it. And it's also good for cooking, so it'll be good for chefs too. So not only would it be work in the health realm, but it's gonna merge the health realm with the cooking realm. You know, because these cooks and these chefs, you know, they're wanting to they're going, you know, very conventional with all these spices, and if we step up the game and we give them a little bit more, you know, availability to cook and do raw and, you know, throw that at them, it's going to, I think for chefs, is going to be a real benefit to open up the whole, you know, raw food movement too. So
awesome.
That's my idea.
What I'm hearing from you, and I'm hearing excitement that I haven't heard from you in a long time.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
And I think it's like, yeah, it's this marriage of knowing the process, you know, knowing that behind the scenes, not just being some, you know, engineer in a thing going, gee, I wonder what would help these people, which is how most of these products end up coming out, right? And you going, really? That's not very helpful to me. So I think it's awesome.
Yeah,
I think it's awesome.
Yeah. It's just it's really coming out of the frustrations that I have and the frustrations that I hear from practitioners on how do we make this simpler, you know, even, you know, with the application too. It's like I'm always looking at how can I make this easier? How can I make this more efficient? And that's really where my strengths are.
Awesome.
My strengths are really more in the creation. It's like how can we solve this problem? You know, and can we make it easier? So, you know, we'll see. And over the next couple of weeks, the goals that I have to get in place is one is that I'm going to work on, we're going to get the demo and the application definitely going. And then that's going to be coming. And then I have to get in touch with an engineer about this whole spice thing. And I have to look and see what, you know, what programs will I introduce it first, and, you know, what kind of a market out there, because the spice thing can be for everybody. It's not just for the health population, which is why I'm so excited about it,
right?
Because it's a merging of the two, and I think will help a lot of people. So, that's kind of where I am.
I love it, and I'll ask you in a minute how we can support you with that, but I was thinking with the spice rec thing, and you're saying the merging the health and the chefs and all this, is like, imagine being able to get this kind of spice system, right? And each of them comes with a little card or a little, you know, you type into the computer, or somehow it gives you the, not just what you use it culinarily, you know, oh, this is good on, this is tarragon, it's good on fish and poultry, and it's good in whatever. You have these little things that talk about the health benefits, kind of like we have in that booklet, you know, that one that I put together.
Yep, absolutely.
That has the health things. These are just common kitchen spices, and these are what you can do with them. It's really
right.
Fun.
And with recipes, you know, and here's some recipes. And,
uh-huh.
and you know, and here's the thing. Here's my thought process on this. If this actually works, is that when it comes to these health programs, what I actually want to do is if people need one-on-one coaching, I actually want to set up a referral network so that I can feed into the coaches that actually want to do the coaching. So that they're not left, you know, just, you know, hanging out there all by themselves.
Yeah.
Because, you know, people do need coaches. I mean, that's a very important thing.
Absolutely.
It's very necessary. So anyway, so that's
I think it's awesome. So how can we help you?
So that
said, we can certainly review the software once it's done. But are there any other ways that we can support you in this?
No, that's pretty much the big thing. I'll be reaching out if I need. Like, I know I'm gonna need. I'm gonna be doing focus groups with the spice thing that I know, and I will need things. You know, help with the application. People are gonna need to look over the application, and you and I need to talk about that further, and how to move that further.
Yep.
Just for logistics, and that's. That's about it. My investor, he wants to see the market first, and you know, he'll pretty much he at first he didn't want to do the application, but then I tied it all together because the application actually will, I think, tie in nicely too. So, and I told him, I said, you know, if I were going to do a private practice, you'd be building me this application anyway because I wouldn't do it without it.
I'm so happy to see because it's something I've been thinking about for so long, and you know that's why all the spreadsheet was the first step because it's something I could do, right? I could just do it. I don't have the I mean, I have the programming skills in my olden days, but I don't know modern programming, and it's not a good use of my time to do the programming. And I just did, you know. So I, when you said that, I thought, oh yeah, that's what I've always dreamed about, is having all that be in your database.
And then, and what would be nice is actually what I really want to do if we to do this really up, because it will be for a lot of practitioners, is get in with these labs and have this stuff automatically downloaded, and it's super simple.
Yep, that's not hard to do either. And then all the assessment forms is to be able to have where people could log in, and you could have a client portal and a practitioner portal. The clients log in, and they can see which. And you say, oh, you know what, we need you to fill out the adrenal assessment. So they know that it's in their portal, and they know they've already done it because it'll say completed, and they'll have the date, and they can redo it on another date, and practitioner can go in and compare results like I do in that little sheet that nobody uses because it's a pain in the ass to use.
So it's just those things that I think will make, you know, just efficiencies, and that's, I guess, what I'm kind of looking at, and that's what excites me, because I personally would rather work for other people rather than just work for myself, if that makes sense. I'm not one to be motivated just for me. I want to be motivated to help other people, and I think this will just serve. It's just, I think it's so crucial. I think practitioners will be able to see more clients because we're spending a lot of time in paperwork.
Absolutely, and record keeping and then looking back and forth between
the
things and printing something out.
Yep.
I thought I printed it out, but I have this person's file that's like, you know, 6 inches thick because of all the years I've been working with them in labs. And I'm like, I have not figured out an organizational system for all the paperwork. Can't do it online efficiently because there's no portal for keeping track of it all efficiently.
Right.
You know, it's just this Word file and this PDF file. And, that's been a challenge in my whole career. So.
Yeah, and I think this would be, I'm hoping, we'll see. And I don't know if anybody knows, actually, if you guys, if you know of any programs that, maybe there's one that you use that you like certain functionality of, if you can let me know, or if you know something that is in the works that I should look into, let me know. Because we can definitely interface. We potentially have the means to purchase other companies, you know. So we'll see, you know, where this will go.
When I was at the IFM, so you might want to contact IFM to find out some of the vendors that they had at the most recent IFM conference on genomics back in Austin in May. And there were a few EMR-type companies there, and I kind of took a look, but whenever I've looked at those EMRs, it was always like they just didn't do what we do. They didn't handle the kind of complexities of what we do.
Yeah. Well, I think what will happen, too, with this kind of program is that it will actually, you'll end up having a smarter practitioner. I think this will actually help to be kind of a training tool for practitioners, too.
Right.
If that makes sense. Like this could be a real, this could be a substantial feeder into your program for the future.
Yeah, I could see that. Well, it's kind of like what Dick and Weatherby did with that blood chemistry, right? That's more than just putting patient stuff in and track it. Look at all the volumes of information he has in there. Like any time you want to go in there, you click a button. And Kim, I don't know if you've got set up with that yet. I know that you had an appointment with Lynn the other day, but we have access to this blood chemistry software if you do any labs with people. But it's a great way to learn in addition to that. And we go through teaching you how to use it. And there's a module that we have for teaching you how to use it.
Yep, exactly. Looking forward to that one, too.
Good, good.
Okay. Yeah, that's what's going on. The only, you know, caveat right now that's happening in my personal life, because, you know, I always have something going on.
Yeah.
My hubby is interviewing for other positions. So we could potentially have a big move in the next couple of months.
But that would be nice before the winter. You don't have to spend another winter in cold, frigid.
I don't mind spending the winter. It's more if he gets the job, we hope he's interviewing for. It'll be in Connecticut, so it'll be much better. I'll be in population. I'll be with more I think like-minded people and closer to this big city, and I'll have more access to things, and there'll be a Whole Foods nearby.
Which part of Connecticut?
Near southeast of Hartford. So we'll see. So everybody, say a prayer. So if you can help me there, you can say a prayer. And I'm hoping, this is going to actually work out for Paul, and we're hoping to find a permanent place.
That'd be good.
So, because Green Bay, Wisconsin's a little challenging.
Yes, I get it. I hear you. All right, guys. So this is great.
All right.
So
thank you.
Whatever we can do to support, just reach out. And then it's exciting to hear. And then what about your liver cleanse? Are you going to dump that on? Are you going to set it up and teach it to other people to do? Or what are you going to do with that?
I'm not sure what I'm going to do with that yet. I'm not sure. I don't know what I'm going to do. So, I may, with this whole spice thing, may have just some teaching programs, if I do here's an adrenal thing and here's the spices, it may be like a little mini program like that. So I may throw that in, I may not, we'll see what happens. It's up in the air.
Cool. Anybody have any last questions, comments? You want to share a takeaway that you got, maybe from your own or from somebody else's sharing?
I think it's great, it's Alison here, I think it's great the way we're using the support that you're offering and the training that you're offering in diverse ways. So there are so many different ways to use this for our businesses.
Thank you, yeah. Kim, any comments being a first time being thrown into this big pool?
I know. I love it. I think each one of you have such a solid base and awesome ideas from an intuitive standpoint as well. And I truly can't wait to get mine together so I can share that information next time we talk as well. It's beautiful.
Great.
The group
Great.
Is awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. Anybody else? Any last questions, comments, takeaways? Commitments? Lisa, you're going to create content for your opt-in.
Yeah.
And you're going to send me that, and I can help you with that. Any help you want with getting the ebook together, make sure you get that, and we can pull Jazzy on board with that. Steph?
Just going to say, I thought this call was, awesome.
Yeah.
Allison, she was so concise and, punchy with describing everything, and it just, it's really cool. And Jane seems to have direction, and I feel like there's this whole new thing where we're all just doing something really full out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you. And we get to see some of you, and Jane, you're not coming, I heard. Nine. Hello?
Hello? Hello? Sorry, I didn't hear.
Oh, yeah, I said I heard that you were going to come, and now you're not coming to sign. Boo-hoo.
Yeah, I was kind of on the fence. I've got a lot of travel things going on right now, and I was I'm not coming. Sorry. I wanted to, and I've got too many commitments going on right now, and I think I just need to hanker down and get these businesses going.
Well, we'll miss Jane and Lisa, Kim. I'm trusting that it's all going to work out because you put it out there that it will, and we'll get to meet you. And I know Steph is speaking, and Allison is too, but she doesn't know about it yet. But we'll talk about it tomorrow. So, all right, guys. We'll talk to you soon. We'll see some of you soon, and thanks so much for everything. Bye-bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
You are currently the only person in this conference.